Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Let's make jack-o'-lanterns. It's 3 days to Halloween. Mummy Rabbit drives Ria, Romy, and their friends, Bela Bear and Birju Bear, to the supermarket. They're all going pumpkin shopping. I see them, shouts Romy, as the car enters the parking lot. Wow, there are so many of them, says Bela. How are we going to choose? I'm going to pick the biggest one, says Birju. The pumpkins are kept in large cardboard boxes outside the supermarket. The children walk about, trying to decide which pumpkin to take. I like this one, says Bela. Not that one, says Mummy Rabbit. It's not fresh. You also need to make sure that it has a sturdy stem, doesn't have bruises, and has a flat bottom. I want that one, says Romy. Me too, says Birju, grabbing it. Romy catches the stem. But I saw it first, he says. Birju is our guest, says Mummy Rabbit. Why don't we find another one for you? They soon find pumpkins for everyone. Mummy Rabbit takes 2 extra pumpkins just in case. Helper Donkey loads the pumpkins into the car. The pumpkins look so heavy, says Ria, as they start for home. I hope our car doesn't tilt over. Mummy Rabbit pulls the car into their driveway. Don't try to carry the pumpkin, Romy, says Mummy Rabbit. It's too heavy for you. Mummy Rabbit and Daddy Rabbit carry the pumpkins one by one. The pumpkins are kept on the table in the garden. Who's ready to make jack-o'-lanterns, says Daddy Rabbit. Me, 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 shout the children, running into the garden. First, we need to cut a hole in the bottom, says Daddy Rabbit. Why not from the top, asks Bela. The pumpkins won't wobble and will also retain their moisture longer, replies Daddy Rabbit. It's time to remove the pulp now, says Mummy Rabbit, after all the bases have been cut out. It feels so slimy, says Ria. That's what makes it so much fun, giggles Birju, scooping out a large chunk. I just thought of something, wails Ria. We're not allowed to use knives. How will we carve the pumpkins? We're prepared for that, says Mummy Rabbit. Daddy got these special stencils. Yippee, scream the children. How do we use them? Asks Bela, as Daddy Rabbit tips the plastic bag with the different stencils. It's very easy, replies Mummy Rabbit. All you do is punch them into the pumpkin. You can then push the flesh inside and pull out the stencil. Just look at how many shapes there are, says Romy excitedly. Here are 2 hammers, says Daddy Rabbit. You can use them to punch the stencils. Please be careful though. My jack-o'-lantern will look scary, says Romy. Mine too, says Bela, high-fiving him. I want mine to be happy, says Ria. I'm going to make mine silly, grins Birju. It's time to start punching, says Daddy Rabbit. Ria selects a stencil. She presses it on the pumpkin and then hits it with the hammer. Alas, she hits it too hard and the pumpkin breaks. No problem, says Mummy Rabbit. That's why we've got these extra pumpkins. But please do be careful. The children spend the next hour working on their pumpkins. They press, hammer, push, and pull until their creations are ready. Great job, everyone, says Mummy Rabbit. Shall we put them outside? Yes, 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 shout the children. Mummy Rabbit and Daddy Rabbit carry the pumpkins outside. It's already late evening. Daddy Rabbit places the pumpkins one by one over candles. The jack-o'-lanterns glow eerily in the dark. They look awesome, says Romy. Mine looks really scary. Yours too, Bela. Yours looks quite cranky, Ria. Mine looks sleepy, laughs Birju. Mummy Rabbit waits till the candles burn for some time, and then makes a hole on top of each pumpkin. She sprinkles some brown powder inside. It's cinnamon, she says, winking at them. Yummy, says Ria. That smells like pumpkin pie. I'm feeling hungry now. That's good, smiles Mummy Rabbit. There's one in the oven, waiting for all of us. So as they all go inside to eat Mummy Rabbit's pumpkin pie, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Rhea and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.